Begin the current daf masechta Rosh Hashanah and daf chaf aleph. Begin on the top line of the yamid, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. Now, as we mentioned, that yamid tayvim and galias in the diaspora have what's called shnei yamid tayvim shel galias. 2 days they have it. For example, Pesach and Sukkot start not only on the 15th, but there is a second day of yamid on the 16th. The reason being is because out of doubt, when did they make Rish, the Kiddush HaChadosh? When did they make Rish Chadosh? It could either be that the previous month was Chasser, or that it was Mali, whether it was 29 days or 30 days, thereby making the next month on day 30 or 31, which would make a difference. When is the 15th? Is the 15th on 15 days from day 30, or is it 15 days from day 31? So therefore, we have to do we have to start from day 30, which would be day 15, and then we have to do day 16, because maybe it's 15 from 31. Now, the Gemara brings a story related to this and brings many different discussions regarding the Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galias that, out of doubt, they have to celebrate 2 days of Yom Tov. Levi ikla leBavel b'chatzer b'tishrei. Levi went to Bavel on the 11th day of Tishrei. So Amar, he said, Basim tavshila de Bavloi, says that the cooked dishes, the bread that they were eating with the delicacies, is very delicious in Bavel, b'yemer abba de marava, in the day that's Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael, because Bazin actually wore ma'aber, the chedesh of El. Although generally, and that was what the assumption was for sure at Rosh Hashanah, because they couldn't hear on the first of Tishrei, which is the first day of the month when the Mekadosh L'Chedosh out in the diaspora, which it takes a long time to get there they would celebrate always based on the assumption that El is 29 days. So for Yom Kippur and for Sukkot, they try getting messengers out there. However, if they didn't hear, they would base it on the fact that generally the month of El was only 29 days, so therefore they would count 10 days from the 30th. What happened in this case was, is that actually Levi was telling them that they actually made El into 30 days. So it comes out what they celebrated Yom Kippur was really the 9th of Tishrei. Now the 11th was really the 10th of Tishrei in Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael they're fasting, and here Bavel they're eating. So I'm related to the people of Bavel told Levi, Asid, say testimony, come to Bezdin, testify that that's the case, and then we won't eat today, we'll fast because it's Yom Kippur. So Elohi said to them, I didn't hear from Bezdin, straight from their mouths, that this was the day that they sanctified Ezra Shchedesh, and hence, I'm not going to tell testimony for you that this is the 10th of Tishrei, and that what you think is the 11th is really the 10th, because as Gemara will say on Amud Beis, that regarding all Rosh Chodeshes, all the beginning of the months, shluchim that go out to tell people when was the beginning of the month, so that they know what day is this fast, is this Yom Tov, they go out by the evening time. So for example, if let's say that they didn't sanctify it on the 30th day, so then the shluchim could go out already in the evening to say that it's going to be on the 31st day, which means say that the previous month is going to be a full month. But Nisan and Tishrei are different, that even though we know that they're going to sanctify tomorrow of day 31 as Rish Chodesh, because the new year cannot be on day 32, because you can't have a month that's 31 days, even so, in spite of that, there's halacha that the Gemara will quote on Amud Beis, that they couldn't go out, the messengers, on the month of Nisan and Tishrei until they heard from the words of Bezdin, Mekudesh, that it's sanctified, which only happened during the daytime, but they couldn't go in the evening, even though they knew that that day was going to be the day of Rosh Chodesh, to start heading out to tell people. And therefore, Levi told the people, says, I didn't hear from the words of Bezdin that it was Mekudesh, because I wasn't there with the Sanhedrin war. So although I know that they saw their fasting today, but I can't go ahead and be a shliach, a messenger from Bezdin, to say testimony regarding when's the appropriate day of all the Yom Tovim, including Yom Kippur, because they didn't hear from their mouths. So though generally shluchim could go out and because they know when it's going to be, even though they didn't hear it, but Nisan and Tishrei, which in this case is Tishrei, Yom Kippur is different, and therefore I can't say and to tell you to change what you did and that you should fast today also. So the Gemara says related to this, that Machaz Rabbi Yechanan made an announcement. He said, Kol heicha d'matu shluchei Nisan, wherever it is that the messengers regarding the month of Nisan, where they come to, and that is that Bezdin would send out to the diaspora, what was the appropriate day to celebrate the Yom Tovim, which was the day that they, Mekadosh L'Chodesh, which is the day that it started, because it could be either day 30 or 31. Now, as far as the messengers could get, that's how far they got by Pesach time. Same thing applies with Tishrei. Until they can get by Sukkot time, they travel so they can tell everyone which was the right day, because they're not going to know which is the right day to celebrate Yom Tov. So they could travel besides Shabbos and Yom Tov, where that is, as the Gemara will explain in Amud Beis, is not allowed for the messengers to be Mechal Shabbos, for them to tell people which is the right day of Yom Tov. Now, it's only for the Eidim themselves, they can be Mechal Shabbos, to say which is the right day so that to be Mekadosh in the appropriate time, but the Shluchim cannot go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos to then fulfill that so that people can know when's the appropriate day. Now, therefore, the messengers in the month of Nisan get to places where the messengers in the month of Tishrei can't get to. Because in Nisan, there's no Yom Tovim from the Rosh Chodesh Nisan till the 15th of Nisan to get in the way. There's only Shabbos. But in Tishrei, there's Rosh Hashanah, there's Yom Kippurim, where messengers can't go. They can't be Mechal, Shabbos, or Yom Tov to get there. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says that wherever the messengers could get in Nisan, but in those same places, the messengers in Tishrei don't get there, they should celebrate 2 days of Yom Tov. And that is, even though they already have the shluchim, the messengers got there and said, this is the right day, it doesn't make a difference. They should still have the halacha of what we call of Shnei Yom Tov Shel Galuyos, because of the concern that what the Gemara says, Gzera Nisan not to Tishrei. It's a concern because of Nisan that we might come to do by Tishrei, because if in Nisan, which is both the 15th, you let them do one day Yom Tov, so you might come to do the same thing in Tishrei, which would sometimes they would be erroneous. They'll make a mistake because the messengers won't get there in time because they get held up because they're Shanim Kippurim. Because Rabbi Yochanan said that it has to be uniform. If you're a place where the messengers get there in Nisan and not in Tishrei, you still, even in Nisan, have to celebrate 2 days of Pesach. Now, I remember bringing the story related to this halacha. The Reb Ayver Bar Nagari, Reb Chia Bar Abba, who they were both Tamidim of Rabbi Yochanan, and they heard from his mouth this halacha. That's why he was so particular about them, as the Gemara illustrates. Iklolahu Asra, they came to a certain place, to have a Matur Shluchi Nisan, which was a place where the messengers got there in time for the month of Nisan, meaning for the Yom Tov of Pesach. But the messengers couldn't get there in time for Tishrei, again, because it took longer, because they couldn't travel in Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim. And they made 1 day, the people of that place, made 1 day of Pesach. And these two students didn't tell them anything. So Shomer B'yechon Mekber, B'yechon heard him, he was very upset. He said to them, Lav Amelech, didn't I tell you, where the messengers get there in time for Nisan? And therefore they heard what's the right day. But they don't get there in Tishrei. They should celebrate 2 days of Yom Tov, Gzera Nisan, not the Tishrei, because if they might do it in Nisan, they might do 1 day in Tishrei, which would then be problematic, because there the Shluchim don't always get there in time, and therefore they're not going to know which is the right day of the Yom Tov, and thereby celebrating the wrong day. Continuing on this topic, the Gemara says that Rava have a ruggle, the have a yosef b'tanise. Rava was accustomed to celebrating Yom Kippur, meaning sitting in the fast, trei yemi, for 2 days, meaning the night and the day of Yom Kippur, because maybe the month of El was a full month, and therefore what they generally consider to be the 11th of Tishrei is really the 10th of Tishrei. And the Gemara says, Zimna chadish taka kava, say, one time it happened actually that it was like him. Everyone just did a 1 day fasting Yom Kippur. They don't do 2 days as Pesach and Sukkot. They did only 1 day. And the truth was, they actually made El into 30 days, and therefore it was a day later, and therefore what he had fasted on the 11th was right, and everyone else was eating on the day that was an Eretz Yisrael Yom Kippur. Remembering the story that Reb Nachman Yosef B'Tanisa Kula Yom Kippur, it happened that Reb Nachman had finished fasting the entire day of Yom Kippur. La'urta Asahu Gavra. When it became nighttime, it's right about the Yom Kippur ending, a person came, and Amalei, he said to Reb Nachman, L'machar Yemer Rabba Marabba, you know, tomorrow in Eretz Yisrael is going to be Yom Kippur. So Amalei Mehechad says, where are you from? Amalei Medemaharia says, Amalei, which is a contraction of the name of where he's from, Dam Tehe Achrisa, his end will be blood. In other words, he was trying to tell the person, I'm gonna die because of you. And that is, you're going to force me to fast for 2 days and two nights, meaning the night of Yom Kippur and the day. And then right now, it's about to finish the fast, and you tell me that they made the last month of El into a full month, which then makes this into Yom Kippur on the following day. And therefore, he was doing the netrikin of Demharya, of Dam Tehe Achrisai, that you're going to cause me to die because of that. And Karaleh, he said regarding this person, the Pasuk in Eicha, which is Kalam Hoyerit Feinu, which literally means that our pursuers are swift. In other words, here I was about to finish and finally get the chance to eat, and then our pursuers come and tell us it was the 9th of Tishrei. And the 10th of Tishrei is actually tomorrow, and there I have to fast now 2 days in a row. Sholach Rav Huna Bar Avin L'Rav says, Kat chazis demashchet tkufas tevis. If you see that the season, which is the solar year of Tevis, is extending at Shitzer B'Nisan until the 16th of Nisan, and that is because the Tkufa of Nisan, in other words, if it's only going to be starting on the 16th of Nisan, which is the solar, although the lunar year, the month of Nisan, started already 16 days ago, but if you see that the solar year of Nisan, that Tkufa, the solar season, which there's four seasons in the year, only starts, which is after the season of Tevis concludes, so if it's going to conclude on the 16th, and that's when the Tkufa of Nisan is going to start, then abrilahishata, then you should extend that year. In other words, you should make it into what's called an ibur year. You should make it into a leap year, adding another month of Adar, which is like the acherim who hold of this svara in the first parak of Masechet Sanhedrin. And don't be concerned about it, that I'm telling you that you should be following the opinion of an individual who, that's the acherim, that's the halacha, not like the rabbim, and that we shouldn't do like him. It's not true, because obviously the halacha is like the acherim, as I'll prove to you from the following pasuk. It says a pasuk in Devarim. It says, Shomer es chodesh ha'aviv, that you should safeguard the month of the spring. Now, with the pasuk that concludes, the reason what the pasuk is coming to tell you is v'asisa pesach l'Hashem l'kecha, so that you should make pesach for Hashem your God. Ki b'chidish ha'av ha'itziach Hashem l'kecha b'mitzrayim lo'ilu, because it was that it was in the season of Aviv, of spring, that God took you out. Now, the Gemara expounds this pasuk to tell you that there seems to be this contradiction of chidish, which seems like the month, which is the lunar, and Aviv, which is the solar, which is the springtime. So on that, the drasha is shamer aviv shel tkufa. You should safeguard. You should make sure that the period of springtime, which is that's based on the solar year, which aviv is the tkufa of Nisan, because the Nisan of the solar year begins. That's called aviv because the ripening of the produce is based on the springtime. Now, the ripening of the produce only goes based on the calculations of the sun, because summertime and wintertime go based on the sun. And what the pasuk is telling you is that you should make sure that springtime should be, which is what the pasuk ends over there with ha'aviv, should be sheyehei b'chodesh Nisan, that it should be in the month, which is the lunar year of Nisan. Now, additionally, besides the word chodesh meaning month, it also means chodesh, which means new. What it's telling you is that it should be in the renewal. Now, renewal only applies to the moon, which it continuously renews itself by the mylid, by the renewal. Now, the pasuk is telling you that the Nisan of the solar year, which is what Aviv is the season of spring, should be within the first 14 days of the Mailad of Levana of Nisan, which is the first 14 days is when the moon is now, it's still renewing, because from the 14th day and on, it's actually getting old, meaning it's starting to get smaller. Now, had it been that the Tkufa of Nisan would be on the 15th day of Nisan, then we wouldn't have to make it into a leap year. We wouldn't have to add on another month, because what we would do is, we would just be ma'abi, we would add on to the month of Adar and make it one day longer, and then we'd be able to push off Nisan, the month of Nisan, one day longer, and therefore the tkufa would come out, not on the 15th, but on the 14th, which would still be in the chiddush of the Levana. However, when it falls out on the 16th of Nisan, so there's nothing to do about it, because it wouldn't help to extend the month of Adar one more day, instead of making it 29 days, 30 days, because you would still have to make the year into an Ibriya, because the 15th is not going to be b'chidusha even though we took it from the 16th down to 15th. So therefore, you would have to make another month of Adar, where then the Tkufa of Nisan would begin in Adar Sheni. So that would come out that the Nisan of the solar year would extend into the Nisan of the renewal of when the month of Nisan is, which would still be within the first 14 days. That's how the Gemara explains in Masechet Sanhedrin, according to this opinion of the Acherim, that when the Tkufa of Nisan would fall out on the 15th of Nisan, then we ma'ab the Adar, we make it one day longer so that it will come out on the 14th, which is still b'chidushai. When it's going to come out on the 16th of Nisan, then we're ma'ab the year. And this is the idea of generally when one of the ideas of when we make an Ibur year, a leap year, is this calculation, is that we have to be shomer as chaydesh ha'aviv, that chaydesh should be with aviv, that the springtime should be in the renewal of the moon, which is of the month of Nisan, which is within the first 14 days. But if the springtime is going to be starting after that, Aviv is not going to be b'chodesh. It's not going to be in the renewal of the month of Nisan. It's going to be already when it's already turning downwards, getting old. Then it's already too late, and therefore we have to make sure that it comes out earlier, which is by adding on another month, which then makes the winter ending earlier in the year, and thereby having that the springtime is already, by Pesach time, already in the beginning of the month of Nisan. Related to this, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman l'hanin nechus yama. Rav Nachman said to those who travel on the seas, on the ships, says, Atun d'lo yeditu b'kvi d'yarcha, you who you don't know when the month began, because the shluchim are the ones that tell people when it is. Now, they're not getting onto the seas to tell the sailors when it's going to be. So how do you know which is going to be the right day of Pesach? So it says, Ki chazisu siaro demashim l'yema, when you see that the moon is concluding with the day, which means to say that the moon concludes its shine all the way at the end of the night, meaning when it's by Netzacham, when the sun is starting to come out, where it doesn't get dark only up until the end when the sun finally starts coming out. That's when Bi'ir Chamara, that's when you should get rid of your chametz. So then you'll know what the date is based on the moon. Now the Gemara asks, Emas Mashlim, when is it that the moon is at its fullest, which means that it goes the entire night all the way up until Netzach Hama, is B'chameser, that's on the 15th, that's in the middle. But V'anan Ma'arbeisim Avarinon, but we have to do Bi'ir Chametz on the 14th, the 15th is already too late if we see that's when the moon is concluding, because that's going to be already Pesach. So the Gemara answers, L'ditu de Megalu L'ulama, for the sailors who the world is revealed for them, because there's nothing in their way, they're out in the open seas, Ma'arbeisim Mashlim, actually for them, they're able to see much clearer, and that the moon there goes all the way to the end, even already in the 14th. So if you see that, then you know it's the 14th of Nisan, then you have to do Bir Chametz, because that means to say the next day is going to be already Pesach. And that's what he's telling him based on this halacha, that it's the shluchim that get to people that are far away. You have to know when was the Kviyas HaChaydish. So that he's saying you could tell from the moon itself when it's concluding, when actually that it began. And then you'll know, even without the shluchim getting it to you, what is the real day of the 14th of Nisan, and then you can get rid of the chametz, and then the next day, celebrate the Yom Tov Pesach. Continuing on Talmud Beis, the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Okay, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, is talking about the idea about setting up the day of Kiddush HaChedesh, which is based on the testimony of witnesses. So the Mishnah tells that, Al Shnei Chadashim, regarding 2 months, the witnesses who see the renewal of the moon, they're how we go ahead and we're Mekadosh HaChedesh based on these 2 Edim, they're Mechal Nasa Shabbos. They could desecrate the Shabbos to get to Beis Din to tell them that we saw the moon, so that Beis Din can be Mekadosh HaChedesh. And they are Al Nisan Bat Tishrei, the 2 months of Nisan at Tishrei. Why are these 2 months unique? Shebehen, because on these 2 months, we send out messengers that Shluchin Yetzin L'Surya, Beis Din sends out messengers that go out to Surya to tell the people in the diaspora what was the day that we made Rish Chedesh. Now, therefore, they're considered significant. Now, Rashi explains, which the Gemara will clarify, that actually, min ha-tayra, the Edim can be Mechal de Shabbos for every month. As the Gemara will quote a pasuk, that we can go ahead and desecrate Shabbos to sanctify the moon in its appropriate time. But Rabbanan said it's forbidden, because there's no necessity for it, for the purposes of any of the Yom Tovim besides Nisan at Tishrei. And therefore, it doesn't bother us so much if it's going to be a Chedesh Chaser or a Chedesh Malay to require the Edom to desecrate Shabbos to come to us. However, these 2 months, there, what essentially the Chacham did is that they left it in its biblical status. And the reason is, as the Mishnah explains, because Ubehen Mesaknes HaMayayidus, it's these 2 Yom Tovim that are basically the indicators and the establishers of the Yom Tovim that are in these months, which depend on that. And that's why we can go ahead and keep it on the biblical status of allowing the Edom to be Mechal Shabbos to come to Beis Din. Now the Mishnah does tell us, when the Beis HaMikdash was still around, Mechal Nafal Kul, actually the Edom would be Mechal Shabbos for all months, because that was to go ahead and rectify the halachas of the carbon, which is every Rish Chedesh, there's a carbon Musab that comes, and we want that to come in its appropriate time. If this is really Rish Chedesh, it does make a difference to us, because we want to have the carbon Musab in its appropriate time, and that's why they would be Mechal Shabbos, even on all the other months of the year. Now, the Gemara asks an obvious question based on the Mishnah before. Our Mishnah says, Al Beis Chadashim, regarding 2 months that the messengers go out, therefore it's important for us to get the Edom there, so that we can send out the messengers, and therefore they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So nothing wants to be Sulai. Are there no other months that we send out messengers, only these to say that, oh, because the messengers go out, so therefore it's something chashev, it's important for us to get them out, so therefore we can have the Edom Mechal Shabbos to get there? But very minu, contradiction from the previous Mishnah, that says, Avav Chadash Mashluchin Yitzin, there are 6 months when the messengers go out, not just these 2. So all those months should have been included in the Edom being Mechal Shabbos to get there, so that we can get the Edom out, that we get the shluchim out, because they're all important. They all have different Yom Tovim that it's integral for the people to know which day to celebrate them, whether it be a fast or whether it be a Yom Tov. Someone by Abai says, Hachikam. This is what our Mishnah is saying. Al kulan shluchim yitzim b'er. The truth is, all the other Rish Chedesh, all the other months, the messenger could go out already from the evening. In other words, for example, let's say on the 29th day, it was already visible, the new moon. Or let's say in the night of the 30th. Where everyone knows that tomorrow Beis Din is going to be Mekadosh L'Chedesh. Or for example, let's say when it's a Chodesh Me'ubar, where it's obvious that the next day, if you had the previous month 30 days, that the next day, day 31, is going to be Rosh Chodesh because you can't have a month more than 30 days. Now, in such a case, where if the shluchim could go out already from the night before, and they don't have to wait till they hear from Beis Din, that's Mekudesh. As the Gemara says later on, the Afchav Dalet, that the Reish Beis Din would say, Mekudesh, it's sanctified, and then they would go ahead and say the testimony to the diaspora. That wasn't necessary in all the other months. If they know, because they just know based on the calculations, because we already saw the new moon, or because it's already day 31, and we know tomorrow they're going to go ahead and sanctify it. So then from the evening already, they can go out. However, on Nisan Val Tishrei, regarding these 2 months of Nisan and Tishrei, the messengers cannot go out until they hear from the words, from the mouth of Beis Din, that it's sanctified, as the Gemara will shortly quote this from a Braisa. Now, therefore, this comes out the following difference. By other months, the Chil Shabbos of the Edim will not speed up at all the messengers getting out. Because the messengers, that, as the Gemara will also shortly explain, they under no circumstance are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to go out and tell the people when's the right day of Rosh Chodesh, so that they know what's the dates for the coming month. Now, if the Edim do not come today, so instead of it being, let's say, on day 30, which makes the previous month chaser, it's going to be a Chodesh Mali, and that is they're going to be Ma'abra the Chodesh. Now, everyone knows then that then they're going to sanctify the following day as Rosh Chodesh, because it can't be later than that. So therefore, the Shluchim, either way, will go out on Matzah Shabbos to say that they're Ma'abra the Chodesh. They'll know already on the evening before that, of the beginning of the 31st, that this was a Chodesh Mali. But regarding Nisan and Tishrei, if the Eden do not come today on Shabbos, and then you're right, so they're not going to come today to make it a Chodesh that was chaser the previous month, meaning on day 30. They're going to make it a Chodesh Mali. It's going to make it that only on day 31 they're going to make it into the new month. Now, what that's going to come out is that Shluchim are not going to be able to go out till tomorrow. Now, the reason is because they can't go out Matzah Shabbos like all the other months, because Beis Din, they're not Mekadesh the new month at nighttime. They're only going to Mekadesh it on the daytime. Now, as we explained, by Nisan and Tishrei, as the Gemara is going to quote from a Braisa, they can't go out until they hear that it's Mekudesh, which is only by the daytime. So therefore, they lose out the amount of journeying by nighttime that they're missing out, and even more, as Rashi explains. If the Edim come today and we sanctify the new moon and the new month on Shabbos, so what's going to come out is that Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, so Pesach, which is 15 days later, will come out on Shabbos too. So what happens is that the Shluchim have then 12 whole days to travel, because right after Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos, they head out, and they go all the weekdays, which is essentially 2 whole weeks besides the 2 Shabbosim. However, if the Eden did not come today, so that will mean, as we explained, that the Shluchim would only be able to go out till tomorrow, because that's, we said, they have to wait till they hear from Beis Din Mekudesh. Now, by default, if Rosh Chodesh is going to be on Sunday, that means to say that there's going to be Pesach is going to be on Sunday, which means they Shabbos on Erev Pesach, they also won't be able to travel to tell people, because you can't travel on Shabbos. So it's going to come out, they're not going to have a whole 12 days, and therefore, since they're going to be missing this extra time of traveling, it's integral for us to leave Nisan and Tishrei on the biblical status of allowing the Eidim Chal Shabbos because of the Tikkun HaMoedis, which, although you're right, all the other months would possibly be the same idea, but there it's different because they're not going to change about how the Shluchim could get out there, although there's 6 months when we want them to know the proper dates. That's not going to change. But Nisan and Tishrei, where they can't go out until they hear, and then because of that, the month will be different and they're going to be losing it all this time, therefore we want them to be able to come on Shabbos. Now, Rashi wonders, how can we say that the reason why the Edim, at least we'll leave it on the biblical status, not in the rabbinic injunction, that of them being able to be Mechal Shabbos so that the Shluchim could get out, and because regarding how much time they'll have on the road, but the Shluchim themselves are not Mechal Shabbos. So the Edim will be Mechal Shabbos for a halacha that halacha itself of the Shluchim, them themselves are not Mechal Shabbos? So Rashi explains, actually, as we mentioned this before, that the real reason of the Chil Shabbos is that to be Mekadesh the Chodesh in this appropriate time, as the Gemara will quote in the Braisa, that's actually biblical. And because that will then be Mesakeh the Mayadois, as the Torah tells us, Asher Tikra Oisim B'Mayadam, that you could even do this on Shabbos. Now, this that we mentioned is so that we can get the Shluchim out and to get further and further to be able to tell everybody as far as they can get, is only, so to speak, an addendum, and it's being miyapa and rationalizing the reason of the chil, that it's also because of this, meaning because the other months also have that same idea. But that we have the rabbinic injunction. Here we're appealing the rabbinic injunction to leave it on the biblical status, which that halacha really of Mechal Shabbos is biblical. We're just saying that the second component is because of the idea of that we want the shluchim to get as far as they can go. As Rashi brings us, it's found in Masechet Sanhedrin that sometimes that it's not even the main reason, but it's like a supporting role, and that it's quoted as if that's the reason, where in this case, the real reason of the chil of Shabbos is because it's a pasuk, it's deraisa. We're just quoting the reason of the shluchim because that's why we go back to the deraisa status, because we want the shluchim to get as far as they would, because even the shluchim can't be mechal Shabbos. That wouldn't be the reason of the yedim. It's again, it just goes in to helping us go back to the biblical status. And the Gemara says, Tanya Hachi, similar in the Braisa, this idea, why Nisan Tishrei is different. You're right, the 6 months that we have to tell people about the dates. But those times, it wouldn't make a difference if they come on Shabbos or on Sunday. And therefore, either way, they're going to go on Matzah Shabbos. But Al Kul on Yotzim Erev, it's by all the months that they go out in the evening. Al Nisan Mal Tishrei, Ad Sheyesh Mi Min Pezin Mekudesh. But Nisan Tishrei is different. They can't go out until they hear from Bezin that it's sanctified. And therefore, they're going to lose all that extra time. And that's why we need them by Nisan Tishrei to have the Edom do it in the biblical way of Yimachal Shabbos so that they can get out earlier so that people as far as possible could hear when was the real date of the month of Nisan and Tishrei. Tarma, we learned the Braisa, this halacha that we were discussing. Minayin Shemachal Nalenas Shabbos. Where do we know that biblically, as we said, that's really the real source, it's a pasuk, that the Edom could desecrate Shabbos to go ahead and be Mekadosh Tochedish in this appropriate time? We learn the pasuk in Vayikra that says, "Ela moyad Hashem." These are the designated times of Hashem. Asher tikra eisim b'meyadim, that you should call them out in their appropriate times, which is that the Torah is warning you that you should not bypass the time of the kriya, which are mikroy kodesh, which means to say that the sanctification of bezin has to be done in this appropriate time. So therefore, we allow chil Shabbos no matter what, so that we could do it in its right time. Now, on that, the Braisa says, "Yochel k'shem shemachal," and you would think that just like the eidim, the witnesses, can be mechal Shabbos. Until that the sanctification is done, in other words, that we could do the Kiddush in its appropriate time. So kach mechal, and you would think, therefore, you could also desecrate, meaning the messengers, kimechal Shabbos, achi iskaimu, also regarding the fulfillment, in other words, so that they could actually celebrate and actualize this, that everyone could hear about when the appropriate time is, to celebrate in its appropriate time. Tamalayma, that doesn't suppose to teach you that's not the case. It says, ashatikru oisam, that this halacha of doing it in all situations, even Shabbos, is that you should call it out. Which means al kriyas mat machal, regarding the calling out, which is bezdin be mekadosh lechodesh. That's something that allows chil Shabbos, which part of that is the eidim coming to tell them that. Viat machal kiyumin, but you cannot desecrate Shabbos for the fulfillment of it, which is the actualization of having people hear about when it actually was, that the shluchim cannot be mechal Shabbos for, and that's the difference between the eidis and the shluchim. But we said, but the reason why Nisan Tishrei we actually go ahead and mechal Shabbos, which is the biblical status, and not have the rabbinic injunction, is so that the shluchim who are not mechal Shabbos could get as far as they can, which is and that we need them to get there, where there would be that difference in Nisan Tishrei, because they have to wait till they hear from Bezin Mekudesh, which is only on the following daytime, because it's not done at nighttime. Now the Mishnah told us, when the Beis Hamikdash was still around, then Mechal Nafal Kul, not just on Nisan and Tishrei, but they would desecrate, the Edim would desecrate Shabbos, they would go out of their Tchum to get there, even for all the months. When they took on Sakar because of being Mesakin, the carbon of the Musa, which comes in Rish Chodesh, that should come on the right day. So Tamban, we learned in the Braisa, which elaborates on this, that Rishayna, Hoy Mechal Nafal Kul, originally, the Mechal Shabbos, the Edim, for all months, because of the carbon Musa. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so Amal Hendri Yechim and Zakar Yechim and Zakar said to everyone, "Chiyash carbon? Is there any more carbon?" So Hiskinu Shlei Mechal Nel Nisam Al Tishrei Bavat. So that's what they were masakin, that there's only Mechal Shabbos for the Edom to come for Nisan Tishrei, where there is, as our Mishnah says, it's the Tikkun Hamoyedos, where the Yom Tovim are important to know what's the right day. So therefore, we need them to get there in time so that the Shluchim can get out. But regarding the other months, we don't have any Karbanos anymore. There's no reason for the Edim to be Mechal Shabbos, even though biblically you're allowed to. But the Rabbanan said, we don't want that to happen because it's not necessary. And therefore, we're not Mechal Shabbos in the other months. Now the next Mishnah continues with clarifying this idea that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, so that the Edim can Mechal Shabbos. So the Mishnah tells us, Amachleikis. Tanakama says, Bein Shenir Ba'alil, whether the moon is obvious to everybody, it's out in the open. Or Bein Shalainir Ba'alil, whether it's not so out there and clear, which would be a reason why you would want to go there so you could tell Bezin. Either way, Mechal Levas the Shabbos, you're allowed to desecrate Shabbos to get to Bezin. B'yisem, he says, Im Nir Ba'alil, Ein Mechal Levas the Shabbos. No, if it's so clear, the moon, then there's no purpose for you to Mechal Shabbos, because everyone around, right around Bezin, that won't have to go out of that Tchum, could tell them, and therefore there's no reason for you to mechal Shabbos to get there. Related to this, the Mishnah brings Maisa Sha'abru Yisim Rabam Zug. There was once a story where there was more than 40 different peers. In other words, two Edim, peer after peer, that were going on their way to Yerushalayim to tell Bezin that they saw the moon. Ve'ikrim Rebbe Kiva Belod, and Rebbe Kiva held them up and Lord, says there's no reason for you to go to be Mechal Shabbos, continue going out of your tchum, if everyone knows that there's so many peers already that they're going to hear about it, so there's no purpose for you to go. But Shalach Rebbe Gamliel, sent to Rebbe Kiva and told him, if you're going to hold back the public from going to Beis Din and telling them they saw the moon, nimtzas machshin las lov, it's going to come out a stumbling block in the future. They're going to say, hey, why are we going to go? You know, we were held up last time, we weren't able to go, and then we're not going to go, and it might come a time when they will be necessary. Therefore, we never stop them. They're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, and even if there's 100 peers, you can let them go all the way to Yerushalayim. I think my first answer, one of the terminologies mentioned in the Mishnah, my mashma the high alil lishn the begalihu. Where do we know that this term which the Mishnah is using, Bein Shenir Ba'alil, that the term Alil means that it's revealed, that it's out in the open? So I remember Vom Rekroy, says from a pasuk in Tehillim, that says, Imaris Hashem Amoris Tahiris. The sayings of Hashem are pure sayings. Kesef Tzaro, like purified silver. Ba'alil La'aretz, revealed to the ground, meaning it's revealed to everybody. Mezukuk Shivasayim, purified sevenfold. And therefore you see that the term Ba'alil means to say that it's revealed, and that's what our Mishnah was saying, that whether it's out in the open or not, therefore, either way, the Tanakhama is saying they should go, because we want them to get there, and therefore it doesn't make a difference. They could be Mechal Shabbos in all situations. Now, based on this last word of this Pasuk of Mezukuk Shivasayim, which is the word of Hashem, which is the wisdom in the world, the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel had a machlekes. Chadam, one of them said, that Nun Shari Bina Nivir Bo'ilim, that is, there were 50 gates of understanding that were created in the world. Now, again, that Rav and Shmuel are basing it on the end of that pasuk, which said Mezukuk Shivasayim, which means to say 7 times 7, which that's what Shivasayim is, that it's 7 times 7 is 49. Now, obviously what that means is that there actually are 50 gates that were of wisdom, but it means to say that 49 of them, meaning minus 1, was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, because as the pasuk tells us, that Bakula Nitnu L'Moshe Chas Echad, we know that all of them, of the 50, were given to Moshe minus 1. Shneim, like it says the pasuk in Tehillim, V'techasrei Me'at Melekim, and that Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu a little bit less than God. Now, we know it's talking about Moshe because it's in the Mizmor of Mo'enish Kisiz Kerenu, which the Malachim said when Moshe came, who is man that you should recall him? And therefore, that's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, where we see that he's a little bit less than God. And therefore, if the Torah that everyone that's known to the world is Shivasayim, it's just 49, must be that there was really 50, because what man knows, who's the greatest of them all, is Moshe Rabbeinu, is 49, must be that there was one more, which is 50. Now, the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel was based on the following pasuk in Kehelas. Pasuk in Kehelas says that Bikish Kehelas Limtzei Divrei Chefetz. Now, Kehelas was Shlomo HaMelech. It says that Shlomo HaMelech attempted to find the words of desire. Divrei Chefetz. Now, the way the first Mandamer explains this is that Bikish Kehelas Liz Kamesha. Kehelas, Shlomo HaMelech, desired to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Like Rabbeinu Chananel says that the pasuk says Hashem Chavitz Laman Tzidkai. Hashem desired for his righteousness, which is a reference to the words of Torah. Now, therefore, the Gedula of Torah, the greatest of them all, was Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's saying that Shlomo HaMelech desired to have Divrei Chefetz, they wanted to be just like Moshe Rabbeinu. But Yatzah Baskal V'Amrlai, a heavenly voice came out and told Shlomo HaMelech, which is the end of that pasuk of Bikish Kehelas Limtzei Divrei Chefetz, that V'chasav Yeshur Divrei Emes, that it's written the words of truth in the Sefer HaYashar, meaning it's written in the Sefer Torah, which is called the Sefer HaYashar, the book of the upstanding ones. What does it say in the Torah? It says, a pasuk in Devarim, V'leikam Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe, there will never stand up another prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu. That means you can't be like Moshe. He was the greatest of them all. That's one opinion, that of either Rav or Shmuel. Chadam and the other one said, that no, the drush of that pasuk in Devarim is, B'Nevim L'Ikam, in prophets there never will be another one that will stand up like Moshe Rabbeinu. But B'Malachim come, in kings there will, and therefore Shlomo, who's not a Navi, he's a Melech, he could be as great as Moshe. And therefore, that wasn't what he was desiring to be, because it could be he was as great as Moshe. Elamani Mekayim, but then how do I fulfill the pasuk of Bikish Kehelas Limtzei Divrei Chefetz, which sounds like that he desired to find, but he never was able to attain that level? That's a reference to Bikish Kehelas Ladun Dinah Shebelev. Kehelas, Shlomo HaMelech wanted to judge cases based on what's in a person's heart, which is Divrei Chefetz, the words of desire. Shleibe Eidim, Shleibe Asar, without witnesses, without warning. He wanted to do based on the understanding of the heart. So a heavenly voice came out and told them, the chasav yeshu divrei emes, that's the end of the pasuk, that you have to follow what it says in the Torah, which says, a pasuk in Devarim, al pishnayim edim agamim, which says, based on two witnesses, that's how we judge court cases. Even if you have this understanding, you know what's going on in people's hearts, and you know what's in your heart, you can't judge cases. Based on that, you have to go ahead and base it, al pishnayim edim yakum davar. Now we continue on top of Chav Bezim and Aleph, where the Gemara concludes explaining our Mishnah, where the Mishnah told us that Maisa Shavu Yosef Mabarim Zog. One time there was more than 40 peers. Vekar Rabbi Kiva Kiva held them up. So what do you mean, Mechal Shabbos? So we don't need you anymore. Now, time I learned the Brice, the Amr Behuda, Behuda clarified this story, and he says, Chas V'Shalom Rabbi Kiva Ikvan. That heaven forbid that it was Rabbi Kiva that held them up. Because as Rabbi Gamliel had said, it's Machshin Lasa Lavoi. Then if he's going to stop them now, they're not going to come again, and therefore we're not going to have the halacha of having the Edom coming in the appropriate time. Ella Shezefer, rather it was someone that his name was Shezefer, who he was Reisha Shel Gadar. He was the leader of Gadar. He was Ikvan. He held him up. V'shal Gamliel v'redim Megidlas Gamliel sent and he demoted him. He took him away from his position because this is causing bad for the future, because if we're going to stop them now, they're not going to want to come in the future, and we're not going to be able to have our Edim who see the moon when it will be necessary, because not so many people would see it, to come in its appropriate time, and therefore he took them Shezefer, but Chas V'shalom, that was Rabbi Kiva.